Hello, dear friend. This is Reni from Blissfully Lean. Since you are listening right now, something has activated your nervous system. Maybe it feels loud, an emotion that arrived with force, a day that piled up too high, something that feels urgent and overwhelming. Or maybe it's quieter than that. A barely there tension in the background, a subtle hum you've learned to live alongside without fully noticing it. Something you might not even be able to name, except that your body has already started moving toward food. Both are real. Both are your nervous system's signal that something needs attention. And your body is responding. You might feel it as a pulling sensation, a restlessness, a physical discomfort that feels remarkably like hunger. I want you to pause here for just a moment and hear this. That physical feeling is real. Your nervous system is genuinely creating it. It's not confusion, and it's not weakness. It's your body responding to an emotional trigger with a very real physical sensation. Here's what's remarkable, though. When you offer your body presence and softness instead of food, that sensation shifts. True physical hunger doesn't do that. That quality, the way it responds to emotional input, is your body's own intelligence showing you what it actually needs. And right now, what it actually needs is this. I invite you to step away from the kitchen. Step away from the food. Not forever, just for right now. You're not restricting yourself. You're simply giving your body something it needs, even more than food in this moment. A few minutes of genuine presence. Wherever you are, let yourself settle. Feel your feet on the floor. Feel your body supported by whatever is beneath you right now. Drop your shoulders away from your ears. Unclench your jaw. Let your hands relax open in your lap. And take one slow breath. In, hold it gently at the top and let it out with a long, heavy sigh. Now I want to invite you to leave the story your mind is telling right now about the food, about how you're feeling, about what happened today. And drop your awareness straight down into your physical body. We're going to find where this feeling actually lives. Bring your attention to your throat, your chest, your stomach. Is there a tightness somewhere? A pressure? Or heaviness? Or maybe a buzzing, restless energy that doesn't know where to go? Find it. You don't need to know what it means. Just locate it.
the place in your body where the intensity is living right now. Found it? Now bring your breath gently into that place. Not to fix it or dissolve it, just to be with it. Like sitting beside someone you love who is going through something hard. Present, patient, not needing to be different. Soften around the edges of that sensation. Let it be as big as it needs to be. Give it total permission to exist. And now, silently, to that sensation, to that part of you that is working so hard right now, offer these words. I see you. You're welcome here. I'm safe to feel you. Stay here. Let the intensity do whatever it needs to do. You are the deep ocean. This feeling, however powerful it seems right now, is just a wave on your surface. And waves always, always pass. You don't need to fight this wave. You don't need to outrun it. You just need to let it move through you. Take one more breath in, and on the exhale, let something release, whatever is ready to go, just a little. Let it soften with a breath. Now gently press your feet into the floor. Feel the ground solid beneath you. Feel your body here. Present, safe. When you are ready, slowly open your eyes. Notice how the quality of that sensation has shifted. That pulling, physical urgency, has softened into something quieter, something more present. Something more yours. That is your nervous system responding to safety instead of threat. That is the pattern loosening because you gave it what it actually needed. Your presence. You can return to this audio anytime life feels too loud. And the more you use it, the more familiar this pathway becomes to your nervous system, and the more naturally it will activate, even before you consciously reach for it. You're learning the language of your own body, and you're doing beautifully.